Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So we're also infatuated with this story because, well, it seems like now it's just the national story with all NFL
everywhere.
Outlets. Yeah. Everywhere. Every single place.
He and I met yesterday for an extended period of time. Ali, the nature of that conversation between us. There was discipline involved for his missed meeting for Monday. Some of the other things we talked about extensively, he'll speak for himself in some of those things.
And he'll speak for himself today, A.B. will. By the way, you can text us all about it on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line at 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. So A.B. will speak about it today, but what will he speak about? Will he speak about he's not going to be suspended, like he's not going to miss the game. I don't know if he'll miss any time. Maybe he'll be fined. I don't know what to think. The thing about it that I keep coming back to is if the Steelers seem okay with it, and it feels like whenever Cam Hayward talked, whenever Pouncey talked, whenever a lot of those guys who you look at as kind of leaders, when they talked and they're okay with it, I guess we should be okay with it. But should you be okay with one of your star players just deciding he wasn't going to practice? Or maybe we'll find out that reason today. I think that's where I circle back to the whole time, Chris.
Right. What's the reason?
What is the reason? And it seems like that the Steelers were given an adequate reason as to why Antonio Brown mispracticed, or at least it satisfied their quizzical nature.
Satisfied the coach, it sounds like. Sounds like it satisfied some of the players in the locker room. I think we keep coming back also to the fact that as long as you're winning football games, you can stomach a lot of this, right? You can stomach a guy not showing up without anybody knowing about it at first. You can stomach a guy yelling at the offensive coordinator or tweeting, trade me, find out. All that kind of stuff, all those distractions, they work when you're winning. But when you're through the first 2 weeks of the season and you haven't won a game, it feels a little bit different. And I think that's why people are on edge about this.
Right, and it's one of the fundamental tenets of sports, but it's real simple and it's applicable in this situation. Winning cures all.
Yep.
Like, Antonio Brown could go out and not, and people wouldn't care if the Steelers were 2-0. People probably wouldn't care all that much even if the Steelers were 1-1 or 1-0-1. But the fact that you have that zero in the win column right now, and you get the people that bang back at you that say, move on, all this drama. Well, no, it is a big story. And it was a big story, and it will remain a big story because you had a guy pretty much carrying on unilaterally outside of the football team all by himself. But if they were winning, I don't think it would be as much of a story. But people like to lump in reasons why, or try to find reasons why, and they think that there is this general kind of disconnect that's going on with the football team, and that's exactly why they're not winning.
Lack of institutional control, mm-hmm. some people would say. And I think you still have to question that to an extent because – you know, a lot of the questions the guys in the room were asked yesterday were about the blow-up on the sideline with Fichtner that Brown had. And the response almost universally was, look, AB's a competitor, shows up, works his butt off, one of the best receivers, if not the best receiver on the planet. He wants the ball, and we understand that. We were struggling at that point in time. But what it comes back to for me, and this is something we've talked about now for a couple of weeks, if not longer, going back to last season in some instances, is the trade me, find out tweet, the obsession, not obsession, but the use of social media that just doesn't quite connect with a team that should be focused on all the details because they haven't won in 2 weeks.
Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram locations in North Huntington and North Hills. To have some fun with it, though, I was thinking about this just a moment ago. So let's say that AB is scheduled to appear at 11 o'clock. What is the over-under on what time my man's actually going to make it in there? Like, here's the thing, and I'm having some fun with this, but part of it's true, okay? So Antonio Brown has an opportunity today to talk to the media about something to where people are waiting with bated breath. Oh, why were you late? Or why didn't you show up on Monday? Man, AB, you got some splaining to do, my man.
Right.
What's happening? Why weren't you? Where's the disconnect? So he knows he's kind of under the gun here. AB knows everybody's looking at him.
Right.
This is the one time.
It's important he gets out in front of
this. Yes. This is the one time you got to be on time.
Let's look at the timeline for today.
Okay.
This is from the Steelers Weekly Media Planner, right?
Yeah.
Player availability, open locker room, 12:30 to 12:45. Then it's practice from 1 to 3 this afternoon.
Uh-huh.
Then post-practice player availability, 3 to 3:30. Is there a chance AB talks at any point before 3:25 p.m.?
5:06 is when he'll talk tonight. You think he'll do it before practice or after practice?
I think he does it after.
And what is that window of time again? Give me that again.
3 to 3:30 is post-practice availability.
AB will go
3:45, I say.
Nah, 3:22, and he'll just zip through it.
Okay.
He'll give a statement. I don't think he'll take questions. He'll take a couple, and then they'll interject. Bert Loughton, our man, who I love.
Yes.
I've known Bert a long time, and I really, really like him. I genuinely do. He's a really good man. He'll give the old – AB will give like a sort of a four-minute statement. He'll take like two questions, and Bert will give the old – One more for Antonio, and then boop, see you later.
Yep.
And it'll be 8 minutes.
Anything else?
Yes. So 5:20 or 3:22, I say.
All right.
Yeah.
I got 3:45.
You think he'll be late? There's
well,
no
after
way.
Practice, after practice, there's an excuse to be late. Like, he could say he's meeting with coaches or whatever it is. Or does he just do it walking off the field at 3 o'clock? I don't know.
Oh, this is – see, drama always. Because if it wasn't AB, right, we'd say – well, a guy messed up.
Right.
A guy wants to kind of pay the piper a little bit here. You know what's going to happen?
He's going to get ahead of it.
He's going to be there 5 minutes early. He's going to be ready to talk. He's going to stand with. He's literally going to have his hat in his hand. The guy's going to take his hat off and hold it in his hand because he's going to have his hat in his hand. But now that it's AB, AB might have a banner. AB, you know what? AB might have a choir.
To sing the apology for him.
Yes, backup singers.
A church choir.
That are dressed up like the Spinners and Rubber Band Man.
Ooh,
I mean, he might
like
come out like that. I'm kind of pulling for that a little bit here. But coming up next, I have realized something. I think I did this last year, and I said it last year,
mm-hmm.
when it comes to AB. I have resigned myself to this. Today's sleeper pick brought to you by Inspire Therapy. Treat sleep apnea without a mask. Visit inspiresleep.com. Sleeper pick, AB going to use the word extremely today. Excited for that.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's that. 412-928-9370 is that number.
I was extremely excited.
Yes, he was. 6:16 on your Thursday morning. Give us a ring when you get an opportunity. If you want to talk some AB, we talk some hockey a little later on in the hour, just briefly. And then some nonsense happening in high school basketball. Real nonsense. It's not even in high school basketball, so it's not that small of a topic. It's just with adults that want to make dumb decisions. That's coming up at about 6:48 today. But here's Marquise Pouncey on. And now listen, before I get to Marquise Pouncey, real quick, everybody knows the Steelers' locker room's in disarray.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they all want to lie to themselves and say that it's not, that's fine. That's fine. It's their locker room. It's in disarray. Like, if they want to keep saying it's not, that's cool. It's their locker room.
Right.
But it is. Like, make no mistake, it is. Nonetheless, Pouncey.
I'm not worried about AB. AB's the ultimate competitor, man. He loves playing football. He cares about winning. AB don't just care about, you know, stat. You can tell the way he plays that he loves winning football games. He loves making an impact. And whenever you're a competitor like that and things are not going the way as the whole team looks like, things sometimes going to flare up, man. It's totally fine. It's happened. I mean, it happened last year where we went all the way to had a bye week and everything. So, guy's a competitor.
Okay, here's what I've resigned myself to know about AB and to think about AB and to understand moving forward. It's never going to change. When AB got good, he became this product.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying it's for better or for worse. It's just the reality here. AB, this will happen again. AB will be late. AB will miss something. AB operates on AB time. That's what's happened. He will do this again. And people will be defensive of him. They will do that again. He has somehow, and again, I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm just saying it's how it is. He has risen to the level at which he is a superstar. But the Steelers have, I don't want to say a heightened thought of him, because he is among the best in the NFL. They have allowed him a longer leash. They are okay with that. He is going to get away with, and he'll do, I don't know if he'll do this again where he'll just blow off practice or whatever, but he is at the point where AB has carte blanche over just about everything. He is the most powerful guy pretty much in that organization at this point. Even right there with Ben.
I was going
to
say.
Right there with Ben to where he can just do what he wants. And I'm not, and I did this like last year, early in the year, whenever he punched the water cooler.
Mm-hmm.
I resigned myself to the fact to say, AB, you can't punish him. He's pretty much, I think you should be able
as
to.
As far as taking him away from the game, can't
they've
punish
decided
him.
That he can operate however he wants. So that's why it doesn't surprise me.
And this is part of what Harrison talked about last year after
yes.
he left and went to New England.
I'm not saying it's good, bad, or indifferent. I'm just saying that's the reality that this is the standard that the Steelers talk about.
The standard is the standard. And I guess my most curious response to that would be, what do the other guys in the room think of that? Because
the Steelers don't care.
Because every single one of them has come up through a system where at one point in time they were probably that guy on their high school or college team, right? There's a good chance they were that guy that was granted a little bit of extra leeway.
Cameron Kennedy was never that guy.
Probably not. Jordan Berry probably was.
Never.
But a good number of the guys that we hear from, the leaders in the locker room, they were that guy who got a little extra leash. So do they just look at it and say, hey, that's just the system we live in. That's the system we work in.
I think to the point where they don't even, this is like a Kobe type stuff, really. Like he can get away with whatever he wants. And it's so far past it that it's not even an issue for these guys. They're like, wait, AB, because AB doesn't get in trouble off the field. That's why. That's a big difference, too, with a lot of guys around the NFL that not a lot of guys around the NFL, but guys that are in the crosshairs a little bit.
I see that. I mean, the majority of the stuff we've seen from him has been the on-field blowups.
No, not majority. All of it.
Well, I mean, I take the social media stuff and the tweeting back at people and the Instagram comments.
I'm saying none has involved the law.
Okay,
and they're
confident
in that. They're confident he's never going to get in trouble in terms of being, you know, they're going to get a call from the ACJ.
Right.
They really feel that way. So they're just like, let AB operate on his own plane, and it's cool.
Well, and they're not going
to
change.
I resign myself to that as someone who consumes a Steeler.
And they're not going to change his behavior at this point.
No.
The man's 30. He's a 30-year-old man. His behavior is not going to change at this point.
That's why I decided to not get mad about it anymore, like last year at this time. Like, it is what it is.
Unless you sat him down, which could change his attitude, but we know it's not going
to
happen.
I don't know if that's a great point, Chris, but I don't think they want to put forth the effort to do it. I don't think they think it's worth it. Why change him when the production is still there?
And
I really feel like
if you're Mike Tomlin
that way.
And you're Teflon, which I think we all agree on at this point, it would be the best possible time to assert your dominance in that case.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.